For this quick answers presentation, I'd like to talk about the Civil War that we're involved with. Yes, we're involved in the Civil War. Now, most people will think of radical Islam, but I'm talking about something else. Chuck Colson said it's a culture war, and that we get kind of mixed up. We end up focusing on abortion and homosexual rights or bad public education. Well, he says these are skirmishes. The real war is a cosmic struggle between worldviews. So does that make sense that you had the North and you had the South? They had different views of American politics. And that's what led to Gettysburg and Vicksburg and Sherman marching to the sea. I mean, that's why you had those fights. So we sometimes get in the fight without realizing that it's a worldview struggle. So we don't seem to be doing very well. And I would say the first thing we've got to realize is that we're all combatants. This is not something that's going to take place far off, or that we have to take somebody to church to have them encounter the gospel. We've got to be doing the heavy lifting. In 2 Corinthians 10, Paul says, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. So we have to take the fight out into the community. He also says, put on the full armor of God in Ephesians. So there's a battle out there, and we need to be ready. We need to be part of it. And we do it through recognizing our worldview and the secular worldview. So what do we mean by worldview? Some people say it's a picture of life. It's what you think reality really is. It's almost like putting on a pair of glasses, and it changes everything, a pair of sunglasses especially. So it's how we interpret all of life. All of us have a worldview. Everybody's got a worldview. And I'm going to focus on two. I think there are other worldviews, but just for this short introduction, secularism and Christianity are the two worldviews. They have to each argue answers for four questions. Where do we come from? What's right and what's wrong? What's wrong with the human race? And how do we solve it? Christianity says our origin is from God. We're a special image bearer. Secularism says no to both of those things. As far as morality, Christianity says it's God's nature that's the standard and there's real right and wrong. Secularism says no. What's the problem? One word. Christianity says disobedience. We disobeyed God, we've ruined everything. Secularism says no, that's not the problem. The problem is society. So what's the solution? Christianity says it's outside of us. We cannot save ourselves. It's unmerited. Secularism says no, we'll bring heaven on earth ourselves, thank you very much. So what we have to do is we have to make a case that Christianity, between these two views, actually offers the most reasonable answer, and it most closely corresponds to reality. So let's go through real quickly these four questions and how Christianity actually, I think, does a much better job of answering them. Let's take origins. Where did we come from? Well, Christianity says there was a start to the universe because of God. There was a start of life in the universe because of God. There's design in the universe and in us, DNA, because there's a God. There's an intelligent designer. That makes far more sense than to say chaos brought about this universe. Chaos brought about life. Non-life produced life. Where'd consciousness come from? The secular person can't answer that. How about morality? Here's our second question. What should we do? What's right and wrong? Well, the secularist just shrugs. Right and wrong is what you think. That's not true. They don't live like that. Steal something from them and watch them complain. Watch them say things like you should or you shouldn't do something. They're appealing to a standard of morality much higher than just themselves. Then how about the problem or solution? Put those two together. Which worldview does the best job there? Well, think about all the ways the secular worldview has tried and failed to provide answers for solutions. For example, affluence. If we just gave people more money, well, that hasn't worked. We have more money today than we know what to do with, and people are unhappy. Well, what about science? Could that save us? Well, science can do a lot of things, but it can't appeal to our hearts. It can't tell us about love. It can't tell us about beauty. It can't tell us about self-esteem. It deals with the nuts and bolts of the real world, but not the real issues of the heart. So we're not winning this war, but I just want to let people know to at least be thinking about everything in worldview terms. So maybe we can say things like, as we're watching a movie and as we're reading a book, watching a television show, how does this thing, whatever I'm doing, reveal a worldview? And it will. It'll definitely reveal a worldview. And then we compare worldviews. So let's consider our mission field. It's right here, wherever we live. That's our mission field. And let's contest those worldviews out there.